possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The show, sponsored by Straight Realty, your St. Louis area experts. Why pay more than four? 314-441-4444.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
This is The Show.
Come inside, the show's about to start.
Now, Kevin Wheeler, Amy Marks-Kors, Chris Ranji on KMOX.
Great to be with you on a Monday here on the show. Wow, didn't expect that. It's good, though. It's good.
Happy Monday.
Time to fly. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks-Kors, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You can find us on Twitter, at the show, KMOX. You can hit us up anytime you want during the show.
Yep.
314-436-7900 is both the phone line, which we hope to use a little bit later on. It's the text line as well. You can use that at any point. I had a buddy go, like, it's too many numbers, dude. I'm like, do it once, and then you just have to use the same one you've already used. You don't have to keep putting it in there every time. Not that hard. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, that's a great, excellent point. And also, we have a poll up on Twitter.
Because
Wheels is going to see Top Gun tonight. He hated the first one because he's a horrible person.
No, because Tom Cruise's character, Maverick, is a jerk. Yeah. I want to see if Maverick grows up. So we've
got a poll. Will Kevin love the new Top Gun or hate the new Top Gun? And that is at the show KMOX on Twitter.
That's the big stuff. And you can obviously message us on that account. We'll reply to all of those. Our individual accounts are on there already listed, so it's at the show KMOX. And of course, 314-436-7900 if you'd like to be a part of the show as a texter or as a caller. And we'll have some things later on that we kind of want to get you guys to chime in on as we go along through the day. What you guys do this weekend? Good, bad, busy, quiet? I know, Amy, you ran, so that take up the whole weekend?
I ran. No, just the mornings, although I did go to a great restaurant in Wildwood, Botanica, and it's from the Six Mile Bridge Brewery guys. So they opened up Botanica in Wildwood, and there was live music, and I got to get your opinion on this. So this guy, he had a guitar, right, as there often is with a live music at a restaurant. And this guy went from Dua Lipa on a guitar to Beyonce.
Yeah.
To Darius Rucker to Neil Diamond to the Backstreet Boys. Back to back to back to back. Those were the song choices. And my brother and I looked at each other. I'm like, oh, wow, this is Dua Lipa on a guitar. Oh, he's tackling Beyonce. Neil Diamond.
Wait, he tackled her? That's, jeez, not a good idea.
There are intercontinental ballistic missiles with less range than this guy had on Saturday night at Botanica. He did a great job, but I mean, would you, if I played an instrument, I don't think I would know to, I don't know if I would have the guts to grab a guitar and cover all of those bands.
No, I think that's, that seems fairly normal now, I guess. I think a lot of people that are playing acoustically have figured out how to play the, you know, the hits.
You don't think that's super impressive? Beyonce?
Well, no, it's, well, I think anybody who can play a guitar is impressive because I can't do any of that.
Yeah.
I can't play, I can play a kazoo.
Can you really?
Well, everybody can.
Oh.
You should be able to. Can you play a musical instrument?
I was thinking of a recorder.
No.
Not unless it's with a remote control for my video game system. It's an Xbox remote I can do. Like I could play Guitar Hero back in the day. That's as musical as I got.
I played the guitar. I took guitar lessons and I took piano lessons. And then I gave them up for sports. I think that was the height of my hockey days. So I was just obsessed with being at the rink. But I gave myself a black eye playing the guitar because everyone learns the song Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. It's like Hang Down
Your Head, Tom Dooley.
And anyway, I don't know, I'm 11, 12 years old, and I'm trying to pretend like I'm rocking out on this song. And I brought the neck of the guitar up and I put my head down. It was timed wrong and I hit myself in the face.
You were very, for somebody who, like, I understand that long distance running doesn't require most coordination.
This was back when I was an athlete, before I was a runner.
So then,
I don't know.
You're incredible.
I know.
Like, what did you, broke your toe or something getting up off the couch.
Well, I fell off the couch.
Isn't that what you said?
Yes, I fell off the couch and I broke my toe because my foot fell in between the cushions.
Unbelievable.
It got stuck in between the cushions. So when I went to get up, my foot didn't move. And so my body weight went forward. I finally whipped my foot out from the couch and it went straight into the leg of the coffee table.
Mm.
Anyway.
Last night I fell face first into a baby gate.
Oh, really?
How'd you do that?
Whose baby?
All right. First of all, we have a baby gate at the top of our stairs to keep our dogs from going where we don't want them to go. So if we don't want them wandering around the basement on their own because sometimes they get into things. They try to eat things or whatever.
Yeah.
So we had it closed as I was coming up. I got to about the third step from the top and wasn't paying attention. Did a header straight forward right into the baby gate.
Well, your face doesn't look any worse than
it
normally
does. No, that's the beauty of having one that's already damaged. It's just easy to...
Nobody notices. Kevin, you don't age. You don't have any facial damage. Nothing you do.
And actually, it was like forehead first, and I have a huge forehead, so there's a lot of space there. It's a 5 head.
Really?
Right? No. You're in good shape.
If one of us had to do like a face cream commercial or something, it would be you.
For the stuff I wouldn't need?
Yeah. That's who they always pick.
Yeah,
to do
you're right.
You want to look like me?
Yeah.
This girl, they have a commercial. I don't know who it is, but some famous singer. And she's like, I use this for my wrinkles. She's 17. That she doesn't have any wrinkles.
Wait, that's real?
Yeah, it was one of the Olivia Rodrigo or one of those. Maybe she's 19.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
She's doing a face cream commercial.
I don't know who that is.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, she's a young singer.
Oh.
Speaking of cosmetic things, this is probably not something we should open the show with, but I'm not going to name names, but two members in my family have high butt cracks.
Mom and Dad?
Nope.
Oh.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
Two members of my family have high butt cracks. And that means it's...
What?
I know. So, like, it's pool season. You know, there's always that person. You're always telling them to pull up their swimming trunks. So now you can guess it's probably my brother. But you're always telling him to pull up his swimming trunks. And he is...
Why would I guess it's your brother?
Well, because it was a guy. It's not one of the sisters.
Okay.
That they're wearing swimming trunks. But we've had this conversation, and I think there are more people out there with this issue that the plumber look, it just happens more easily for some people than others, and I think it's the high butt crack. And so my brother wants to become an activist so that, like, if that is you, you're not getting constantly yelled at to pull up your swim trunks.
I don't know what's going on. I don't think this is a biological problem. I think this is more of like tie the string on your shorts.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's a thing.
No.
If there are people, what's the text line? 314-436-7900. If you know this is a thing, you can just say yes. I know.
I mean, some people have longer legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's a thing where your shorts are all the way up and there's nothing you can do about it.
They're not all the way up if they're not covering.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the point of this condition.
Amy has the...
I am so confused. I'm like, just pull them up higher.
Amy has the best observations.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
like all of them.
That's true.
At any rate.
Well, maybe somebody else is suffering from, what is it again?
A high butt crack.
If you're suffering...
What are you talking about?
If you're suffering from HBC... text 436-7900.
There's got to be a drug for it.
No, there's not. It's
with
just
like
how
a million side effects.
It's okay. Just how you're made.
Oh my God, Amy.
There's a drawstring. We got Cardinal stuff coming.
Can we go back to the weekend?
And we'll go back to the better parts of the weekend next up on KMOX.
Local news and information direct to your smart speaker. Just say, play KMOX.
You're listening to the show on KMOX. Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler, and we have on the text line. By the way, we really love your texts, and we will absolutely read them because I love doing that. 314-436-7900, and we'll be taking some calls a little bit later on as well on a couple of topics. But we have a text from a couple of minutes ago that backs Amy's HBC claims.
Yes, yes.
It's all it says is it's from somebody named Megan. So I don't know if it's somebody you know or if it's somebody that
it's got to be somebody in her family.
No, yeah, there's no one in my family named Megan.
It just says yes! Exclamation point! HBC and then Megan.
Thank you, Megan. I'm telling you, it's a thing. That's what my brother said. He's going to become an HBC activist. He wants. High butt crack rice.
I think this is great that it went from you don't want to name them to just throwing your brother out there.
I know.
And you know what? That took exactly 3 seconds.
And
like, I don't want to name any names here, but it was my brother.
My brother. No, he, you know, yes. Well, he's going to become an activist, so he's out there. The other person I won't name, but it is a real thing.
Okay. First of all, 3 seconds is not fast enough to throw your own brother under. I would throw my brother out of there right out the gate.
But you wouldn't have even pretended to try to protect your brother.
No, that's my point. He's going right under the bus immediately.
Yeah.
And he knows it. And I'm sure he'd do the same for me. That's brotherly.
I'd rather just Amy be honest up front.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's part. So HBC was part of our weekend conversation. obviously, we didn't get to it yet. We're going to talk more about the Cardinals a little later on. They took 3 out of 5 up in Chicago. It's good, not amazing, but good is good enough. 60% of winning. If you're winning 60% of your games, you're doing a fine job over the course of 162 games. We'll have more on them later on in the show. All I know is here's one thing I know. I can't even count the number of people over the weekend. I mean, it's like the new, well, nice day out. It's like, oh, hey, the gas prices are crazy.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It's like the new conversation starter. And like, you know, can I just ask nicely to everybody? Can we just stop?
Well, but here's the thing. It's kind of like the weather. And I'm the worst offender when it comes to this. I talk about the weather. The weather happens. It is what it is. And it's every day. And yet I still talk about it. We literally live in this world about talking about inflation and gas prices and politics. And when I filled up my car yesterday and it was $76, I'm telling you, it still is a bit jarring. It's jarring. And it's going up. That's the thing. It's not dropping. There's not really hope in sight right now. And you start thinking ahead like, wow, this is really cutting into my budget. This is cutting into groceries. This means my road trip will cost $400, which is the price of a ticket. I could have flown to that city for as cheap as it will cost me to drive.
Yeah, and what do we do about it, right? And I think we have gotten into this position where we want one person to blame for it. It's very easy to do that. It happens in sports. When a team's not playing well, hey, it's the manager. Fire the manager.
No, it's not. It's always the hitting coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hitting coach first. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that guy doesn't do anything. Fire the hitting coach, and if not, fire the manager, and then everything's going to be better. Of course, the Phillies fire Girardi, and then they go 3-0. But anyway, I think we're doing that now. But if you look everywhere, gas prices around the world are literally up very high. All over the place. And it's worse in the UK and in Denmark and in Italy and in Scandinavia. Like all these other countries are dealing with the exact same thing. I don't know how you combat this. And I'm still not exactly sure if I'm comfortable with, you know, the administration trying to go and kowtow to Saudi Arabia and see if you can get them to produce more oil, which they do kind of hold the cards here. But really, the number one thing for me is looking at the entire situation. This should be a wake-up call to us collectively that we have got to get ourselves off of oil as best we can, or at least not rely on it as much as we do, so that we don't have to worry about stuff like this. We don't have to worry about gas price surging.
The truth is, right now, we don't have the infrastructure to go as green as we need to go. And there's no...
No, but we got to work toward it.
Right, but there's no free
lunch.
And
you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, and there's no free lunch, because even as we look at the science and the logistics of, for instance, solar panels, geography matters, because, you know, how much sunlight you're going to be able to absorb. Also, those solar panels take up a lot of space, so you're looking at land. There's all these different issues, and even producing what needs to be produced to make the solar panels, it's not a free lunch. Is it an alternative? Yes. I view that more as a supplement, in the sense that we can cut back on our reliance on fossil fuels. I think they'll always play a role in energy
they
production.
Will.
But I think if we can cut back so that we can rely more on domestic fossil fuels, that goes a long way. Because being reliant on autocratic regimes, it's not like Saudi Arabia is a great faith actor.
No, they're terrible.
Yes. And so, you know, we want to cut back on that type of dependence. And Ronj, you and I were talking yesterday, too. I think you brought up, or maybe Kevin brought up Ted Cruz, like blaming Biden and all of this. And, you know, you see the language Bidenflation or thanks, Joe Biden. And here's the thing. When it comes to actual price of gas, Biden has very, very little to, like, yes, I guess you could say with domestic production, but very, very little control over that. But the reality is the party in power always takes the blame things go to heck, whether it's the economy or oil prices. And you, right now you have the Democratic Party in the White House. They control the House. They control the Senate. So there is going to be finger pointing, and it's going to be at the Democratic Party.
Kevin, I'd like to point something out that Amy just said, go to heck. When things go to heck.
Well,
you ever heard anybody say that?
Yes.
You have?
When I was 9.
Oh, when you were 9.
But, okay.
All right, so I'm going to ask a bigger
picture.
Didn't
mean to derail that, but I couldn't get past it.
I'm sorry.
Everything you said after that, I didn't hear.
So the bigger question about all of this is the what. All right, because we always say this. We say this about gun laws. We say this about various things. We got to do something. All right, what?
Okay.
What we know what things drive inflation. So do we just have to eat the crap sandwich that says you got to change your behaviors? It's going to this is going to suck for a while, but it's the only way to fix it.
I mean, well,
because there's no like, just do this and it's fixed. There's no such thing. I mean, we do this all the time. We're like, just take this simple thing that my people agree with or that I thought of and it'll fix everything. And it ain't like that.
It would be nice.
It's the whole world right now.
If collectively, at least as a country, if we could get together and stop saying, look what Biden's doing, or let's blame Biden for this. Okay, let's offer some solutions then. Let's actually get in a room and try to work this thing through. And is there something we can do to change this on a dramatic level? I would argue there's probably not. I would argue that it's very unlikely that even if all the best minds in Congress got together and tried to solve this problem and stopped saying, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. If we did this, I don't know if there is a reasonable solution, because it is a worldwide problem, but it'd be nice if we at least did that instead of what we actually do.
Right. And like I said, I will concede that Biden doesn't have a ton of control over inflation in general. But here's the thing. Biden promised a return to normal. Biden made all sorts of promises about inflation, about the pandemic, about oil prices that he had no control over whatsoever. And when you overpromise and say, I'm the president who's going to do these things, and then you don't do those things, people start pointing fingers. And I think that's a huge issue, is that we have given the executive branch more power than it actually has. To borrow from Top Gun, Biden's campaign speeches were writing checks that his position cannot cash. He doesn't have that power. Plus, it hasn't been the most successful presidency. He did lie about Afghanistan and just a horrible evacuation. The student loans, which last year he touted as stimulating the economy, now he's saying, nope, we still want to forgive these student loans. And no, they won't add to an already overheated economy. We know it will. At the very least, he could say we are wrong about the economy and stop taking further inflationary measures.
Well, I would argue if we don't do something like substantial about it, I'm not sure what power he has to make all of these things happen. People make campaign promises, and I wish they wouldn't do it. Well, you've got to make some sort of promises. You have to tell people, I want to do this or I want to do that for you. But you need to do it within reason. You need to say things within reason. The problem is you don't get elected if you do that. So if you want to be in a position where you can affect change, it feels like you have to lie a little bit, or you have to, you know, say you have more power than you actually do, which is a very frustrating place for us to be. But that's where we are.
Fine. Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Of what's happening with your Redbirds from the manager himself, Oliver Marmol. Sundays at 10:15 on Sports Open Line. And Wednesday mornings at 9:50. The Ollie Marmol Show.
I'm excited for not only the club, but for the fans. This is a special year for sure.
On KMOX.
It's Monday morning on the show, and one of these days, what we need to do is we need to start a subscription service to listen to the show that happens during the breaks.
Yeah,
because the show doesn't stop during breaks.
No, and I got a potty mouth.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd have to be a subscription service because somebody would have to choose to hear the language and the stuff that's
like satellite
off the top.
Or cable. It would be more like a podcast.
Right.
And it's all you know, off air.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
Maybe a revenue generator.
Hey, we did get a really good, and by the way, you can watch us on Facebook Live if you go to KMOX, the Facebook page. And we had a really good suggestion from listener Jake, who says, I wish there was a politician who just ran on a no promises, I don't know platform. That would be great.
I mean, I'm down with all that. Like, listen, because look, that's the reality of the world. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know when somebody from another country is going to invade another country. You don't know when a pandemic is going to come up. Like, I'm with you. I like, who is this again? Who said this?
It's Jake.
Jake?
Yeah.
Jake, that's genius, dude. We should have, I mean, seriously, like, do not make campaign promises. Stop doing it.
Whoa,
it's
so
ludicrous.
What are you going to do about this? I don't know.
No, you say, you know, you just don't go, I will fix it. Like, no, here's my plan to try to make it better. You give your plans. The problem is nobody has time for plans. We need bumper stickers. We need quotes. We need catchy phrases. We need interesting names for, you know, the one that I always come back to is like the 1,000 points of light. You know, we're always doing these things. Like, we got to have something catchy. Forget catchy, man. Just be real with me. Don't tell me that we can do these things that we can't do just because you want me to cast my vote for you.
And I agree with you. So then it's our fault collectively
because we
don't gravitate toward the policy people. Like, okay, you can sit there and tell me everything that's wrong. Here's what we're doing wrong. Here's what the Democrats are doing wrong. Okay, what's your better plan then?
So,
give me your better plan and lay it out. But we collectively don't want to hear it. We want to hear the catchy
stuff.
We do not
want to eat our vegetables.
No, we just want it to be fixed, but we don't want you to line it up for us and tell us how it's going to be fixed.
Well, I think you hit on the crux of an issue here with saying, you know, we don't have a plan. All we say is, well, we don't like this, but we don't have a plan. That's because it is fundamentally and always easier to destroy, dismantle, or destruct than it is to create something that actually works. That's at the heart of anti-partisanship, which is where we are. People don't know so much what they believe, but they know what they're against.
Right.
And
yeah,
they just want to be
true.
Against something. But then you say, okay, well, what do you want? And they don't know. And in fact, what they want often changes with what the other side says, because it's purely reactionary. And
I don't like you, so if you want it, it's got to be bad.
Yeah.
Which of you guys sent the I think it was you, Amy, that sent us this over the weekend on Twitter, the link to that piece that shows the gap that's been gradually increasing.
Yeah.
Like, so it shows going back to, I think, the 60s, maybe it was that the two parties had a massive overlap in policy. Right. So you had the way it looked was there was almost no part of the spectrum that was only red or only blue. It crossed over like 80%, 90%. And it's been gradually going further and further away to the point where right now it doesn't even touch.
So what it looked at was the ideological overlap in the House and in the Senate. And it looked at the most progressive Republican on one side and the most conservative Democrat on the other, and then showed the overlap of red and blue lines. In 1982, there were 344 members of the House with some overlap. In the Senate, there were 58 members with some overlap. In 2013, this is 2013, before 2020, before 2016 when things went to heck, Raji.
Oh,
but 2013, you had 4 members of the House with some ideological overlap and 0 members of the Senate with some ideological overlap.
The evidence of that is the voting on any sort of bill when it's like 238-0. Like when everybody is voting for one thing and nobody is opposing it, or Senate votes where you will have 49 senators all voting one way from one party and then 0 who are opposing it. It's just like I don't understand how there can't be like how everybody is in lockstep and how there's no dissension whatsoever. That's just astounding to me. We're in that spot.
I think when we look at this timeline, and when you think about normal people, we're actually going to talk about this in a different way later about how many people have friends across political spectrums, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do you just hang with people who vote like you do, or do you hang with multiple group, you know, people that are all over the board? I think most people live, work, hang out with people that are up and down the spectrum, left and right, and it doesn't really matter day to day. But when it comes to what happens when the people we vote for have to cast their votes, there's no more of that. There's no more crossover cooperation because, and I'm looking at this trend, right? This trend started in the 80s, continued into the 90s. So, I mean, it's been progressing for 40 years. It's not something that just happened because of Trump. It's not something that just happened because of Obama. It's something that's been gradually happening over time. So what are the other things in society that have happened over that amount of time that coincides with that? Well, number one, we started in the 80s, we started getting cable TV, a lot more information, a lot more coverage, a lot more of everything being blown up. In the 90s, that continued. And obviously, as you get into the 2000s and in the last 10, 15, 20 years, now social media is a part of that. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the more we have this stuff flooding our brains, the more people have to stake their claim. You can't be caught as the person who voted with the other guys. Because it's going to blow up in your face. You're going to get primaried. You're going to get blasted on Twitter. You're going to get blasted on Facebook. And I don't blame social media for any of it because, it's like I said, it's a 40-year progression. And social media didn't exist for those first 20, 25 years. So something has been continuously pushing this.
I think a big part of it does go back to the cable news, right? And I'm not saying all of it, but the cable news was able to be a catalyst to accelerate this division because you have the creation of the politics as entertainment industrial complex, where it's almost like a choose your own adventure. And then what you have is people increasingly in their political silos. So they're hearing just from a certain side that they want to hear. And David French of The Atlantic pointed out that right now, both sides think they're losing the culture war. Everybody thinks they're losing.
And there, can I just, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can I just say, there's no such thing.
Well, but
there are a lot of issues that people disagree with, but there's like we make everything a war. Like it's a culture war. It's the war on whatever. Their disagreements is what they are.
Sorry, you know, you okay?
Yeah, I missed
there's a difference between disagreements and a concerted effort to drown one thing out.
Right. But I will say, like, when you're looking at abortions or gay marriage, people think we're losing that, but there are fewer abortions now, even though it's still a pro-choice country. And with acceptance of the LGBT community, that's higher than ever as well. You can find victories on both sides. There's like half the amount of abortions now than there were.
So what's happened over 40 years in a nutshell is people have stopped talking to each other and have allowed themselves to be talked to.
Let's go to Kevin's War on Top Gun next.
Yes.
The show, sponsored by Straight Realty, your St. Louis area experts. Why pay more than four? 314-441-4444. Chris Ranji.
Wonderful bones, great eyes, and you dress really interesting.
On the show.
Monday on the show on KMOX, Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You guys can hit us up anytime you want. Text line is open, 314-436-7900. You can also call on that line when we're in the middle of a conversation. If there's something you want to add, you can find us on Twitter, at the show, KMOX. You can find us right now on Facebook.com/KMOX1120. You can see us. And what you could probably see, even though you can't necessarily hear, is that the show never stops. We literally just talk through another break. We just keep on rolling. And obviously, the topics change all the time. And some of them are just continuations of what's on the air. And eventually, some of it will be. So in fact, what we were just talking about will be coming up on the show in a couple of hours. So if you want to tune in around 1 o'clock, we'll unveil the mystery of what was being discussed.
You'll see why,
during the break.
My arms were flailing. I started crying.
Coco the monkey.
You were not crying.
Yeah, she's crying. She's got tears.
He asked me, are you crying? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
And if you want to find out why, 105.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's your tease.
I'll tell you
Chris
why.
Chris made
a
Amy
big
cry.
Baby.
I'm going to cry tonight, probably.
Oh, God, stop it. You're going to go into this.
All right, so let's set it up, though. Everybody know.
All right,
yeah,
Kevin.
People don't know.
All right, if you haven't been listening, Kevin despises the original 1986 Top Gun movie because he thinks Maverick is a cocky jerk.
Cocky jerk gets unnecessary promotion.
Because he's Kevin is un-American and a horrible human. He probably
is it bad that I was rooting for Iceman?
What?
Is it bad that I was
rooting for
Iceman?
Yeah. He's the same thing. He might be worse.
But he's got nice teeth.
He does great teeth. gray teeth.
And so you're going to see Top Gun tonight.
Yeah.
With
the new one.
Wife.
The new one.
The new one.
The new Top Gun.
And I don't think you're going to go into it with an open mind. You keep telling us you are.
I am, because it's getting good reviews. The original didn't. It was not particularly well received. And people like it more, I think, in retrospect than they did in real time.
You do know that Top Gun made $357 million, the original, at the box office.
Yep.
And it had a 500% boost to Navy recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good reviews.
Yep.
It cost $15 million to make. It brought in $357 mm-hmm. million. Dollars, and
so
you didn't like
so
it.
Something that makes a lot of money makes it good?
No, people liked it. The response was good from people.
I view it more. It's like it's fast food. Like Top Gun was fast food. It's not really good, but it's convenient and it's predictable, and you know what you're going to get.
You know, first of all, you're a bad attitude, man.
So bad.
And I'm glad that Ronj and I are not going with you. Although I think it would have been a great idea if Ronj and I accidentally showed up at the date with you.
If you can
your
figure
wife.
Out where we're going, you're welcome.
Well, we know the general area you live in,
mm-hmm.
so there's probably only one theater by
no,
you.
No, there's quite a few.
No, nope, only one. We'll
like,
figure
if
it
you,
out.
If you were going to do like a 10-mile radius of where we are, there is a lot of theaters.
How about this? Kevin lives too far. I'm not going out there.
Okay.
Where Kevin lives, it's way too far.
So what would...
City people, I can't cross the river.
Here's my rule.
It's
far. I will cross one river.
Yeah.
I'm not crossing two.
So I
there aren't two.
Yes, there are. If you go like the Mississippi, across the Mississippi,
the
and then go.
West End.
You don't even. Yeah, so you don't even know where you're going.
That's a good point.
You're I will say this.
I don't live in Springfield.
Yeah.
Well,
people have weird lines that they won't cross. So one of my best friends that I travel with, and we're like, I will go to the ends of the world for you, unless the end of the world is a toll road. She said she would not ever visit me if she had to use a toll road. That's how much she doesn't like tolls.
How lucky are we that we don't have toll roads around here? We're
are
very
we
fortunate.
Lucky or are we silly?
Well, probably silly.
Everyone drives through St. Louis. We're halfway to wherever you're going.
Yeah. Well,
you
I've got
make a killing on tolls.
Just in case, I've got an iPass if it ever happens. You know, you put it up in your car and.
God, I still have one from when I lived there 20 years ago because my in-laws are there. So we
Northern
go up there
Illinois,
to visit.
There are toll roads everywhere.
Everywhere.
And the roads are nice, though.
And then you don't have to prepare. Like, you don't have to, like, pull off and do the cash thing and all that. Because that's lame.
That sucks.
Have you guys ever driven through Kansas?
I have not. The eastern part of Kansas, into Lawrence, and that's as far as I've gone.
Okay, so did you do that stretch of road where it's like toll road begins and you have to pull off, and then when it says toll road ends, am I the only one that finds that really hard? I always miss the last exit, and then they send you a letter, and it's super expensive.
You know, it's been so long, I don't remember it. But I have had the thing where you get a letter in the mail later, and it's like, hey, you didn't pay this toll. And it was like, this is so silly, but out of principle. It was literally $2.50.
Okay.
But out of principle, I wrote back and said, oh, no, yes, I did. Like, I found the toll road. I found where it was, the exact location. And I'm like, yep, I was there. And I passed by it about 9:15 p.m. So I am not paying that. And then they wrote back, I don't know, a couple of weeks later, and it says, it does seem like you did pay that.
You know
toll.
What I just learned, though?
So
you guys know what I just learned
what?
Over the last 2 or 3 minutes? There is zero chance you guys will ever figure out where we're going to be going because you can't even stay on task. You guys, wait, this has turned from Wheeler's going to see a movie that he might make fun of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to figure out where it is to, do you ever drive through Kansas? Don't you hate toll roads?
That was Amy's fault.
But you went right along with it.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's like just like the conversation earlier about politics. It's, of course, it's Amy's fault.
Ronj? Everybody knows it's
I
Amy's fault.
I followed along and did it too, but it's her fault.
Amy's
listen,
fault.
Listen, I can tee it up, but no one can make you swing but yourself.
The location of our Monday night date is safe because you guys will never stay on task long enough to figure it out.
But we have a poll up on Twitter at the show KMOX. You can vote if you think Wheels will love the new Top Gun or hate the new Top Gun.
Again, what I'm reading is that it's actually better than the original.
Yeah, I've read that.
So then it's a good thing.
Well, apparently the action in it is fantastic.
Yes.
The way they filmed it, everything's real.
And the action really was really good in the first one, but it's not great when the star of the movie is somebody you want to punch in the face.
Why do you want to punch Maverick in the face?
He's just trying to... Tom Cruise, by the way. Like I said, I like his movies. I like Tom Cruise movies. He's good.
I love Tom Cruise.
But Maverick was a punk, dude. If you knew Maverick, you would hate him.
That's the
point. You would totally hate that guy.
Everybody hated him. That's the point.
Everybody hated Iceman, too.
Not everybody.
And who was Iceman's? Iceman's Slider? That guy was a jerk.
I was pulling for him. You never heard anything from him. He just kind of like sat in the background, like looking like, hey, looking big. You're like, hey, that's like his role.
Well,
hey,
and then
laughing at Iceman's jokes,
and then Goose is dead. Like the one nice guy in the whole
spoiler.
Thing.
Oh my gosh! Spoiler alert.
From 1986.
He came back and had a very successful career in ER.
Sorry,
he's dead.
But guy from Revenge of the Nerds can't be cool fire pilot.
Is it the new one or the old one?
The old one. Anthony Edwards, come on, man.
Anthony Edwards. You could.
How could I see one of those things
he
first?
He was a co-pilot.
But he was supposed to be cool. The Revenge of the Nerds guy can't be cool.
I don't think he was supposed to be cool. He was a fun-loving guy.
Our 87 votes so far, 50% say he'll love it. 49.4 say he'll hate it.
It's close. All right, hang tight. We're going to get your opinion on this coming up next. 314-436-7900. How many friends do you keep on that other side of the aisle?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.